the supplication on Sundays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. In the name of Allah, from whom I hope for nothing but bounty, and from whom I fear nothing but justice. I rely only upon His word, and I cling only to His cord. In Thee I seek sanctuary, O possessor of pardon and good pleasure. From wrong and enmity, and from the changes of time, and the recurrence of sorrows, and from the striking of mishaps, and from the expiration of my term before preparation and readiness. From Thee I seek guidance to that wherein is righteousness and being set right. From Thee I seek help in that which is linked to success and favorable response. Thee I beseech for the garment of well-being and its completion, and for the covering of health and its permanence. I seek refuge in Thee, my Lord, from the goadings of the Satans, and I seek protection in Thy sovereignty from the injustice of the sovereigns. So accept my past prayers and fasting, and make my tomorrow and what is after better than my present hour and my today. And exalt me in my clan and my people, and protect me in my waking and my sleeping. For Thou art Allah, the best guardian, and Thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, I am quit before Thee on this day of mine and on all Sundays that follow it, of associating others with Thee and of heresy. And I devote my supplication sincerely to Thee, addressing myself to Thy response. And I observe the acts of obedience to You for the hope of Your rewards. So, bless Muhammad, the best of Thy creation, the summoner to Thy truth. Exalt me with Thy exaltation, which is never made to suffer loss. And protect me with Thy eye, which never sleeps. And seal my affair by cutting me off from everything but Thee and my life with forgiveness. Surely, Thou art the All-Forgiving, the All-Compassionate.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of the Almighty Allah. Dear brothers, dear sisters, salamun alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today we're going to speak about waiting for a better tomorrow, so be with us.
Yourself, can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? The clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue, planets in their orbits, the moon and the sun, such perfect harmony. Let's start questioning ourselves. Isn't this proof enough for us?
But first, we'll look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 18th of Rabiul Awwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 23rd of Mihr, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 15th of October, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For blessing this moment, we'll listen to chapter Al-Isra from the Holy Quran, verse 82.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. وننزل من القرآن ما هو شفاء ورحمة للمؤمنين ولا يزيد الظالمين إلا خسارا.
And we send down of the Quran that which is healing and mercy for the believers, but it does not increase the wrongdoers except in loss.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Yes, as the previous noble verses dealt with the issues of monotheism and the right of organizing campaigns against paganism and the wrong, this verse takes up the issue of extraordinary role of the Quran and its constructive impact. The blissful Quran is a curing prescription for setting all in order and the betterment of the individuals and the society from all kinds of ethical and social diseases.
Every morning I wake up and see the splendor of Allah's beauty. The sky at dawn, the silent trees. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. As I set to start my day, I think of Allah and I pray. His blessings are with me always. Praise be to Him, most kind is He. Praise be to Him, most kind is He.
As I told you, the topic of this episode of today's special is waiting for a better tomorrow. One of the things that has always given us the most peace through Islam is knowing that the past is just that. It says where it is in God's eyes, and the future is another day. We can make every day a new day through dua, I mean supplication, through tawbah, I mean repentance, and by looking positively towards the future and working towards it. This awesome combination ensures that we can always have hope in a better tomorrow, either this world or in the next.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad and his purified progeny. In this very show, we are going to talk about how to make a better tomorrow. In order to make a better tomorrow, we need to understand the day that we are in, that is today. So to build our future and tomorrow, we must start from today and be careful what we say for our future. So we cannot neglect our today or whatever we have it at the moment. If we do not foresee tomorrow from today, we may not have a way back and half of our opportunities will be lost. Actually, life is a collection of opportunities. Whoever seizes it and takes advantage of it gains life with it, and whoever misses an opportunity has lost a part of life. So it's our duty to take best use of the opportunities. How many opportunities come to a poor person, but he does not use them? It is as if an opportunity has not come. So As a result, the person remains poor. And there are many poor people who make the best use of opportunities, and their lives turn from poverty to a rich status, to richness, let's say. The rich are not born rich from their mothers. And let's say the rich, the rich are not born even from a rich mother. But many of them took advantage of the opportunities and started a new life. So they understood the time that they were in. They understood their present. That is why the Imam alayhi salam calls everyone to take advantage of the opportunities before they are lost. And he says, "Al-fursatu tamurru mara as-sahab, fantahizu furas al-khayr." Meaning opportunity passes as clouds pass. Seize good opportunities. IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
New You, The True Rebirth. The story of mankind shows that God created men and women to honor them, not humiliate them, and to empower them, not overpower them on earth. The sign acts of worship, which are fairly easy to perform, are to keep them connected with their Lord, praising His blessings and remembering His rights. Eternity in heaven is what God desires for people, but many have refused and many still refuse to respond and follow His straight path. Thus, desires started following them from every path, and the earth became filled with their transgressions and abominations. So now repentance brings a complete rebirth. The victorious return that pleases Allah is that in which man triumphs over weakness and laziness, crushes under his feet the germs of sins, breaks free from the chains of desires, and lifts himself up to a higher level of faith. You are with today's special from IRIB English Radio. Now we'll look at things to do right now to make tomorrow a better day. One of the things is meditate. While you are isolated and distraction-free, set aside some time to meditate. It's simpler than you might think. Your goal here is to free your mind of any wandering thoughts, distractions, and general clutter that can stress you out and reinforce your negative feelings. Anytime a new thought enters your mind, visualize yourself letting it go and return to a state of mindfulness. It might take some practice, but the physical and mental benefits are numerous. You'll feel better, you'll think more clearly, and you'll be less stressed, all of which should carry over at least partially into tomorrow.
Is it possible that a person can overcome their past and move forward to a brighter future and to improve their present? Is it possible to deal with a very negative past to build a brighter future? Absolutely. This is possible. Not only is it possible, but it's been done by millions of people. First of all, my dear friends, let us remember a very, very important point. And this is something that we should never forget. And that is that Allah Azza wa Jal is all merciful. Allah is all forgiving. There's not a sin that Allah doesn't forgive from our past. Any sin that we've committed out of ignorance or out of being tricked by the shaitan or being tricked by our nafs, we allow desire to take over us, we allow temptation to fool us, and we committed mistakes. And now we are truly remorseful. Now we truly regret. We regret that past. We like to run away from that past. We're embarrassed of what we did or who we were or what sort of past we had. We're ashamed of it. We're embarrassed of it. We'd like to change it, but we can't, because you cannot erase the past. Remember that Allah Azza wa Jal is all forgiving. Allah accepts our repentance. If we truly repent sincerely and we are truly remorseful, Allah will forgive us. In fact, feeling remorseful in itself is seeking forgiveness. It's a form of repentance.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. It seems that our time is over. So inshallah, we continue this interesting topic in the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Don't forget, follow us on parstoday.com/en. We're going to speak about waiting for a better tomorrow. Till tomorrow, have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, علي إمامي. لا فتى إلا علي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and here is some interesting food for thought. We present you a hadith from the Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, of how best to educate your children so that they will be successful in both this world and in the afterlife. Teach your children three habits: to love your Prophet, to love his Ahlul Bayt, and to recite the Holy Quran. Because the carrier of the Quran will be in the shade of Allah, along with his Prophet and the chosen ones, that is the Ahlul Bayt, on the day when there will be no shade except that of Allah.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio.
log on to our website www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam. And this hadith is about obedience to Allah. Obedience to Allah is one of those very central and important Islamic virtues. We have many verses in the Holy Quran which allude to this. For example, in the Holy Quran, we read, O ye who have faith, obey Allah and obey the Apostle and those vested with authority amongst you. That's a very famous verse of the Holy Quran. Right, so we cannot achieve virtue achieve otherworldly salvation, sa'adat, in the hereafter, without obedience to Allah. Right? Obedience to Allah is very central in our destiny in the hereafter. Regarding obedience, Imam Ali alayhi salam said, obedience to Allah is the key to every efficient matter and the redressing of every immoral act. And he also said, the person most worthy of Allah's mercy is the one most diligent in Allah's obedience. And also, finally, he said, it is incumbent upon you to obey the one whom you hold no excuse to remain ignorant of. So obedience to Allah is, you know, again, it's been encouraged in all of these hadiths. And in fact, Imam Hadi alayhi salam, he said, he who obeys his creator is not bothered by the displeasure of the creation, meaning other people. And, you know, when this obedience to God comes into conflict with the obedience to people, obviously the obedience to Allah should be given priority, and we should not obey people when it comes into conflict with the obedience to God. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been reported to have said, he who pleases a ruler with regard to something that displeases Allah, Allah excludes himself from the religion. He who pleases a ruler with regard to something that displeases Allah excludes himself from the religion of Allah, mighty and exalted. Right, so this person actually exits the parameters and jurisdiction of the religion of Islam, in fact. And Imam Ali alayhi salam has been reported to have said, beware of obeying your leaders and your elders who felt proud of their achievements and boasted about their lineage. And do not obey those who claim to be Muslims but who are hypocrites, whose filth you imbibe alongside your propriety, whose ailments you mix with your healthiness and whose wrongs you have allowed to infiltrate your rightful matters when they are the foundations of vice. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at obedience in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآن جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفران يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآن.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وجل فرج.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Salam alaikum, Hussein Ruhullah, Ali Nasir, and Fawad Haider. How are you?
Fine, sir. How
fine,
are
inshallah?
You?
Yes. Okay, that's great. Ali Nasir, how
are
you?
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. And Fawad Haider?
Fine.
Okay, thank you so much, brothers and sisters, for joining us today. In this session, again, we have our brothers from Sevier International School. So we are going to, inshallah, hold another Quranic session for you. And in this session, inshallah, we are going to work on the verse number 13 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Ayah 13 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Inshallah, we'll work on this surah. Okay, now, brothers here, let's listen to this ayah, inshallah, and then we'll work on the tajweed rules, okay? So, let's listen.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wa idha qila lahum aminu kama قالوا أنؤمن كما آمن السفهاء ألا إنهم هم السفهاء ولكن لا يعلمون.
Alhamdulillah, that was a great recitation. Now, before we continue to explain this ayah, let's recite together, okay? And then inshallah we'll explain a little bit about this ayah, then inshallah the tajweed rules. So, ready? Listen and repeat after me, all right?
Yes.
Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 13, verse 13.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
وإذا قيل لهم آمنوا كما آمن الناس قالوا أنؤمن كما آمن السفهاء.
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسُ قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُ كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَاءُ.
أحسن. Okay, take a deep breath whenever it's kind of a longer ayah. Okay.
ألا إنهم هم السفهاء ولكن لا يعلمون
ألا إنهم هم السفهاء ولكن لا يعلمون
أحسن ما شاء الله. Last session we talked about the previous verses and the previous sessions, yes? And Allah Almighty was describing and explaining about those people who are non-believers or those who are hypocrites, okay? Munafiqun. So, or we can say like two-faced people, yes? Like whenever they are with us, there is something, they behave in another way, yes? And when they are like with our enemies or with other people, with non-believers, okay? They act the other ways, like themselves, okay? Like the non-believers. So they are called two-faced people, yes? Or hypocrites. Now, in this ayah as well, Allah Almighty is going to tell you something about the attributes or the qualities of these people. So Allah Almighty says, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا And whenever they are told, okay, the hypocrites, the non-believers, that believe like the people who have believed. Can't you see the Prophet? Can't you see the miracle of the Quran Kareem, yes? Can't you see how great lessons the Quran Kareem has? Can't you see like thousands of people have died and Allah Almighty talks about their death, that everybody dies and everybody will be resurrected. Everybody's life has been given by Allah Almighty. Everybody is created by Allah Almighty. Can't you see these things, these facts, okay? So believe. Come on, believe like those who have believed. Then what they say? Because they are like, they have kind of inward blindness, okay? Their hearts are sealed when we say it, okay? Like khatam Allah ala qulubi in the previous verses. So what do they say? They say that, shall we believe like the fools? They call the believers as fool people. Okay? They call the believers as fool. That shall we believe like the fools who have believed? And what does Allah Almighty say? Allah Almighty says, look, hey, listen up. Listen up. They are themselves the fools. Allah Almighty says they are the fools. But they don't know this. They think, fools are like this, okay? That they think they are the only people who have wisdom. Fools are like this, okay? But unfortunately, it's not that case, okay? It's not the case. They are the fools and they kind of think the people who are not fools, they think that they are fools. But they themselves are fools, yes? You might have seen people like this, that they think like, for example, a fool person, he's walking, like he thinks he's the only person, he has the highest rank, he's the best person in the world, okay? But while other people, those who have wisdom, they know that he is not a good person, he's not in mood yesterday, for example. So, one of the attributes of the hypocrites, or the two-faced people, the munafiqeen, okay, is this, that they think others are not okay, while they themselves are not okay, okay? So this is one of the results, the consequences of not believing in Allah Almighty. So we will get an inward blindness, and when we get this inward blindness, our eyes are covered internally, okay? And we cannot see the facts, we cannot see the truth, okay? So this is the result, the consequence of being misled, being in the wrong path. Okay? So inshallah Allah Almighty helps us inshallah stay on the right path, not in the wrong path. Inshallah.
فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
So now the Tajweed rules, the points here that we should mention. Okay, Hussein Rahullah? Yes? Yeah? So
first point is
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ first point?
Thal.
The pronunciation of the letter
pronunciation
thal.
Of letters.
We must be very careful, okay? Itha has the exact meaning that Allah Almighty is going to use that in this ayah, okay? And iza, if we say with za, that's not correct. The meaning of the ayah changes. Even maybe that word doesn't exist in Arabic. Or it exists, but it has just another meaning. So be very much careful to pronounce the letters correctly. Arabic is not a language that if you make mistake, there will be no problem. Okay, Fawad? All right, Fawad?
Yes.
Okay, so you got to be very much careful. So, the pronunciation of the letter, dhal. But before dhal, there is another pronunciation. Hamza.
Hamza,
the letter,
yes.
Hamza. If someone like Fawad sometimes does this, if you like recite it this way, wa'idha, wa'idha qila lahum, idha has another meaning. So that is not the meaning of idha, which means when, whenever. Okay, wa'idha. Fawad, would you recite this? Wa'idha, just these two words?
Wa'idha.
Ah, it's correct now. So he does not say wa'idha. Because he has a problem with this letter, ayn, and he, like, sometimes he's not good with that. So, Ali Nasir, how do you say this? These two words?
Wa'idha.
Ahsan, wa'idha. Okay, make sure it's not too much stretched sound. Wa'idha, no. Wa'idha, two count. Alif mat. Alright? So, wa'idha. Qila lahum. Qila. The letter qaf. Okay, the letter qaf, which has a kasra. So, it has to be pronounced
long.
Lightly.
Lightly.
Not longly.
No.
Lightly, okay?
Yes.
But in reality, originally, this letter qaf is
heavy.
A heavy letter. What is it? We have to say, but it's not correct. So here, it has a kasra, we learned, okay? And tajweed rules, we learned this, that whenever the heavy letter has a kasra sound, it will be pronounced as a light letter. Or like a bit, okay, lightly, softly. Not wa'idha qila lahum, no. Wa'idha qi. Wa'idha qila lahum. All right? Wa'idha qila.
Yes.
Can you say it, Hussein Rahullah?
Wa'idha
qila.
Wa'idha qila.
Oh, no. Just make it more lighter.
Wa'idha qila.
Ah, that's great. That's great. Good job. Good job. Fawad Haider, can you say this?
Wa'idha qila.
Ah, that's right. Good job. Ali Nasir?
Wa'idha qila.
Ah, that's great. But if it's a fatha, wa'idha qala. Qala. Qila. Qala. Qala is the active form. Qila is the passive form. Wa'idha qala. Qala means he says. He said, for example. Qila means he was told. Somebody told him to him. Okay, somebody told him something. So, وَإِذَا قِيلَ, make sure the pronunciation of the letter قَاف. And after قَاف, we have like that long vowel sound, the يَمَدِ. وَإِذَا قِيلَ قَالَ قِيلَ, the same sound, okay? The same long sound.
Yes, yes.
قَالَ قِيلَ, all right?
Yes.
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَهُمْ هَا. The letter ha is very much important. So, next one. Aminu, 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 hamza. And after that, kama. Oh, here is the point. We have alif mad. After alif mad is followed by a
hamza.
So here we have to apply one rule of the mad letters, okay? So we have mad letter, alif. And we have hamza, the letter. Yes, for what? So we have the alif mat, which is the mad letter, okay?
Yes.
Alif mat. And also we have what? The hamza, the letter.
Yes.
So here we have to apply one of the rules of the mad.
Yes. Yes.
So let's see. Is it mad wajib muttasil or jaiz munfasil? Which one?
Wajib muttasil.
Jaiz muttasil.
Mashallah, that's wrong. Completely. I said mashallah because you tried to say something, okay?
50-50. Yeah.
100% wrong. No, 50-50. So, kama aman an-nas. Yes?
Yes.
Okay, so, kama aman an-nas. So, it is jaiz munfasil. You don't need to, it's not wajib to stretch this out. And then, qalu anu'minu, qalu as well, the same, because hamza and mad are not in the same word, so jaiz munfasil. And kama aman an-nas, the same. Sufaha, this one. If you join this sufaha to the next ayah, Again, it's wajib muttasil, okay? You can you have to stretch. But if you stop here, like kama amana sufaha, you don't have to stretch. When you stop at a letter that has mad, cut the mad. Make it like a natural mad. Or mad arid li sukun, that one.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yes.
Then
yes.
The next one, ala innahum, ala the mad, and also we have hamza in two separate words. So, jaiz munfasil. Humus sufaha'u, again, sufaha here, you stretch the sound for six count. It's wajib muttasil because the hamza and the alif mat are in the same word. And the last point here is walakin la ya'lamun. Kin, nun sakin plus lam. Lam from Yarmanun letters.
Yes.
Idgham. Idgham with one or without one?
Without one.
Yeah, walakin la ya'lamun. Do not say walakin la ya'lamun. All right, that's all the tajweed rules in this ayah. So thank you so much. Do you have any question?
No.
So inshallah, in the next session, we will be inshallah working on the next ayah of Surah Al-Baqarah. So stay with us and let's recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Thank you so much for joining us today. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools. فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
فبعزتك يا سيدي ومولاي أقسم صادقا لئن تركتني ناطقا لأضجن إليك بين أهلها ضجيج الآملين ولأصرخن إليك صراخ المستصرخين ولأبكين عليك بكاء
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of the Kumail supplication. فَبِعِزَّتِكَ يَا سَيِّدِي وَمَوْلَايِ أُقْسِمُ صَادِقًا لَإِنْ تَرَكْتَنِي نَاطِقًا لَأَضِجَّنَّ إِلَيْكَ بَيْنَ أَهْلِهَا ضَجِيجَ الْآمِرِينَ وَلَأَصْرُخَنَّ إِلَيْكَ صُرَاخَ الْمُسْتَسْرِخِينَ وَلَأَبْكِيَنَّ عَلَيْكَ بُكَاءَ الْفَاقِدِينَ وَلَأُنَادِيَنَّكَ أَيْنَ كُنْتَ يَا وَلِيَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ So, by your might, my master and my protector, I swear sincerely
that if you leave me with speech on that day, I will lament before you from the midst of the fire's inhabitants with the lamentation of the hopeful. I will cry to you with the cry of those crying for help, and I will weep before you with the weeping of the bereft. And I will call upon you, where are you, O the sponsor of the believers? Ya ghayata amalil arifin, O the goal of the hopes of your knowers. Dear listeners, you may remember that while we were continuing our discussions about different parts of this Kumail supplication, we also mentioned different set of requisites and etiquettes related to prayer in the light of this Kumail supplication, and of course with the help of the Islamic narrations. Now, in this part, Imam Ali alayhi salam calls Allah with his beautiful name of Ya ghayata amalil arifin, O the goal of the hopes of your knowers. I assume we have sufficiently emphasized the importance of hope in our everyday lives. But now, Imam Ali alayhi salam calls him ghayata amalil arifin. You are the goal of the hopes of not everyone, but your knowers. Now, one of the most significant requisites of a prayer is the knowledge of Allah. I mean, if the servant who is calling out to his Lord wants his prayer to be accepted, to be responded to, he must believe in his absolute power and strength. I mean, he must believe that the one whom he's calling to has the strength and power to actualize what the servant is asking from him, which is the true knowledge and recognition of the Lord. We'll elaborate on that more after a short break.
Oh my Lord, I swear by your honor that if you will grant me speech in hell, I shall amongst its inmates cry out bewailingly unto you, like the cry of those who have faith in your kindness and compassion. And I shall mourn for you the lamentation of those who are bereaved, and I shall keep on calling unto you. Where are you, O friend of the believer?
Thank you, Allah, that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God speaks with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
About the importance of recognition of the Almighty Allah, dear listeners, there is a tradition that emphasizes on the importance of role of the supplicant's awareness of that. Tabrasi relates a narration from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam in Majma'ul Bayan about one verse of the Holy Quran. The verse says, "So let them respond to me and let them have faith in me." Imam alayhi salam says that "let them have faith in me" means that they should be convinced that I am capable to give them what they have asked for, so that they may fare rightly. It is reported that when Imam Sadiq alayhi salam recited this verse, "Is he not the one who answers the call of the distressed when he invokes him? أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ." Imam alayhi salam was asked, "Why is it that we invoke but we are not answered?" And Imam alayhi salam replied, "Because you invoke one whom you do not recognize. You pray for what you do not know." Let me explain that more by having a look at another tradition. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says,
The Holy Prophet ﷺ has said, Allah, the Almighty, the Majestic, says, whoever asks me, knowing that I am the only one who harms and benefits, then I will surely answer him. This means that most of the time, we as the supplicants are not aware of some of these prerequisites of supplication, and we engage in supplicating to our Lord, and we are sometimes worried that we might not be responded to, our supplication might not be accepted. But having a look at these beautiful words of the infallibles, we now are aware of some of these conditions. When Imam Ali alayhi salam says, Ya ghayata amal al-arifin, you are the goal of the hopes of the knowers, we understand that we must have goal in our lives, we must stay hopeful, and we must be cognizant of the one we are returning to, of the one we are calling him right now. And this is one important thing that most of the time we, as the believers, miss in our lives. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is your host Musa al-Bahadili, and you are now listening to the program Q&A on Islamic beliefs. Joining us in the studio today is a dear friend and esteemed guest, Sheikh Nur Muhammad, who is an Islamic researcher at the Seminary of Qum. Dear Sheikh, I welcome you, and of course, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us, dear Sheikh.
question today, dear Sheikh, is about an act that many Muslims have taken to doing, many Shia Muslims especially, and that is doing good deeds on behalf of Sahib al-Zaman, the Imam al-Mahdi, ajalahu ta'ala farjuhu sharif. And today I would like to talk about donating, doing charity on behalf of the Imam. What is the meaning of this? Normally, when we pay charity, it is either to do daf'a bala, we want to protect ourselves, our families, from any potential harm and danger by giving a sadaqah. That's the whole idea of doing a sadaqah. And also to get some thawab. So why are we doing the same thing for the Imam, who is an infallible, he's a ma'asum, he is the closest one of us to God? He doesn't really need our charity now, does he, dear Sheikh? So why then are we doing charity on behalf of the Imam?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know that paying charity in behalf of Imam al-Mahdi for the sake of protection of him, and sometimes praying for the safeguard of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salatu wassalam, we have plenty of narrations of Ahlul Bayt in this regard. And in different supplications and the, you know, let's say prayers for Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salatu wassalam, the last savior of humanity, we have many, you know, emphasis and encouragement for the people to have this kind of charity and prayer for the reappearance of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salatu wassalam, and for the safeguard of Imam al-Mahdi from all evil actions and all, you know, transgressors. For example, in one supplication of him, we have that Allahumma a'idhu min sharri kulli baghin wa tagh. O Allah, protect him from all transgressors, from all evildoers. وَمِن شَرَّ جَمِيعِ خَلْقِكَ وَاحْفَظْهُ مِن بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ. O Allah, protect him from all evil people who want to hurt Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam, and protect him from, and, you know, from all sides of Imam al-Mahdi, and, you know, safeguarding from enriching any danger and evil to him.
These are prayers and salutations that we have been ordered to recite, right?
To recite, yes, for the safeguard of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salatu wassalam. وَحْرُسْهُ وَمْنَعْهُ مِنْ أَنْ يُوصَلَ إِلَيْهِ بِسُّءٍ. So protect him from reaching any kind of, you know, danger to him. So you can easily understand that from these supplications, that still Imam al-Mahdi, there is a possibility and potentiality of reaching some danger to him, right, from transgressors.
Well, then okay, he wouldn't have been hidden if everything was safe.
Exactly, exactly. Maybe one of the main philosophies of the occultation of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam is feeling danger from some trans-